So I want to paint a picture for you. You've had a long ass week. Like, you literally went bell to bell and you're exhausted. It's Friday evening. You're on your way home. Your wife is so excited. She says, babe, I got the barbecue going. We're going to cook up some fillets. We're going to watch a family movie, have some popcorn, and everybody's going to get a good night's rest. You're like, oh gosh, this is just what the doctor ordered. But when you walk in the door, your 5.5-year-old son is screaming bloody murder, like screaming on the top of his lungs, and you can tell something is wrong. Well, welcome to my last Friday night, and welcome to The Next 90. This is The Next 90, the podcast dedicated to you leveling up your life 90 days at a time and accomplishing more in 90 days than most ever will in a year or 2 years. So it was Friday. I was finishing up a long week, literally in the office from 5 a.m. To 7. I had dinners. So there was two nights this week I actually didn't get to see my children, not because I wasn't in town, just because I got up before they were up and I came home after they were asleep. Now, I don't often do that, but there's times in your life where you just have to sprint. Life, business, love, relationships, they're a marathon. But there's these times, these windows of opportunity where you just have to sprint, and that's the mode that I'm in, which is sprinting. And so I was looking forward to Friday. I was looking forward to a down night. I was looking forward to a family movie and sitting around the table with my kids and my wife. And I walk in and my son is screaming bloody murder. And I can tell by the look on my wife's face that something is horribly wrong. What happened? Well, my wife fired up the barbecue and the kids were fascinated, as kids are, with flames and heat and all that kind of stuff. And they asked, mommy, can we help? And I've got a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old, not quite barbecue material yet, right? They're not quite old enough, at least unsupervised. So my wife says, no, like, stay away from the grill. It's hot. Don't touch it. I'm going to go inside. So my wife goes inside. And what did my son do? He touched the grill. Why? Because that's how we are as human beings. We're curious. Like, we say, don't do something, and we do it. Like, we have to learn in our own way. And so he touched the grill, right? Touched it. And the crazy thing is, he didn't scream right away. I walked into the aftermath, but as my wife was recounting it, like, he actually ran behind the house, went into the side house and into his room, and that's where he came from. And I think he was in shock, right? I think he was like, oh shit, I'm in shock. It hurts. I'm in trouble. I don't know what to do. Mom said not to touch it. I touched it, and he just kind of ran off by himself. But the pain became too overwhelming, and he came out, and he was screaming bloody murder, and here comes Dad. And I looked at him, and so I don't know if you've heard my podcast before about calm is contagious. And so I just remain calm. There's no need for me to freak out. Like, clearly I can see he's alive. Clearly I can see he's hurt. And so I just need to figure out, like, how to get him to work through this pain, and so we can actually do something about it. I can tell my wife is distraught. And so if I come in and I amplify whatever energy is already out there, it's not going to do anybody any good. On the contrary, I need to come in and cut that energy. I need to bring a new energy in. And so my energy was calm. And I've done a lot of breath work through meditation, through ice baths, through a bunch of different mechanisms. And so I grabbed my son and, you know, I separate him from my wife just to give her a break. And I sit him down on the couch, and he can't even talk. Poor kid, snot coming out of his nose, tears streaming down his eyes, drool coming out of his mouth, like unbridled pain. And I'm feeling his pain. And so I'm like, buddy, you got to breathe. I know it hurts. I can see that it hurts, right? So I connect with him on empathy. I validate what he's going through. But then I also remind him that mom and dad are here. We want to help you. But let's breathe through this. And I've been working on breath work with my kids for quite some time. It works for children. It works for adults. It works for elderly. It works for everybody. If you can control your breath, 9 times out of 10, you can control your emotions. You can control the situation. And that's what we're all ultimately seeking, is control. So we do a couple deep breaths in, deep breaths out. And I got him to like at least go from absolute, you know, blood curdling screaming to, you know, a slow, calm cry. And then I said, let me see your hand. No, Daddy, I don't want to. So I shared with him, Daddy's burnt himself before really bad, right? So I share my pain with him so he's more open to sharing his with me. And he shows me his hand. And it's bad. I mean, it's not like need to call 911 bad, but it's like, ooh, this is going to be blistered. This is going to hurt. You know, this is terrible for anybody, let alone a 5.5-year-old. And so I'm like, okay, buddy, like, we just need to continue to breathe through this. Like, we're going to fix this. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Reassurance, right? And so finally, I got him to where he was able to put his hand in a cool cup of water and kind of sit there. And he would go in and out of this crying, right? The pain. You guys know how burns work. Like, it's not just you get burned once. It feels like it's burning forever. And so I get him to calm down, and I get him to breathe, and we get it all wrapped up, and he's starting to come around. So I sit him down and I said, hey, why did you touch the barbecue? And he goes, I don't know. I said, were you curious? He said, yeah. I said, what did Mom say? He said, not to touch it. And I said, okay. And did you listen? He said, no. And I said, and then when you burnt it, you went into your room. Were you scared? And he said, yes. I said, did you think you were going to get in trouble? And he said, yes. I said, but you came out and you told Mommy, right? And he said, yes. I said, well, you did the right thing, buddy. You did the right thing. You told the truth. You stopped fighting alone. You stopped being in pain alone, and you told Mommy the truth. And Dad and Mom have always told you that if you tell the truth, you will never get in trouble. And I said, here's the thing, bud. Life's pain is our greatest teacher. I'm going to say that again for you guys, not for him. Life's pain is our greatest teacher. Like, we need to experience pain in our life. And it's not always like a bad pain. Like, there's the pain that comes with working out. There's the pain that comes with like dealing with our emotions head on. There's the pain that comes with that awkward and difficult conversation with a loved one or a coworker that leads to resolution. There's a pain that comes with building the financial future that all of us want. Like, but we oftentimes avoid that pain. And what do? Just like him, we fight alone. We run, we hide. We try to shelter our pain. Like, internally, we don't want to talk to anybody about our pain, and therefore nobody can help us. Nobody even knows the pain that we're going through. If this young man didn't come out and show us quite physically the pain that he was going through, we would have never known anything was wrong. And so, like, it was a powerful, powerful lesson to me. And the other thing is, the other powerful underlying message, and he's a little bit too young to understand this conceptually, but I think all of you will, is that, like, we know, like, when we're about to do something that's going to hurt us, we know, like, hey, don't touch the barbecue grill. We put our hand on the barbecue grill. Or, you know what, this relationship is probably not good for me, but let me give it another week or a month or a year. Or, you know what, like, I probably shouldn't make this investment, but what the hell. Or, you know what, like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have 2 drinks tonight. I know I said I wasn't going to drink, but I'm going to only have 2 drinks. And then life shows us quite physically, like, you made the wrong choice. Here's your gift. Your gift is some pain so you can have some perspective. But a lot of us, we don't listen, and we keep going back and touching that hot grill over and over and over again. And then we do it alone. And so my encouragement, my lesson to all of you guys is lean into the pain, but listen to that voice inside to avoid it as much as possible. I'm here to tell you that your life is going to have pain. And that's good. That is good, because pain is power. Pain is perspective. And it's how we learn. Pain is life's greatest teacher. Pain is required. for growth. I wish it were different, but unfortunately, it's not. And the crazy thing is, all of us will run from pain faster than we will towards pleasure. Isn't that a freaking crazy paradox? Is that we will run from pain faster than we will from pleasure. And so oftentimes we need that pain so that we can experience the pleasure. We can experience the comfort of life by getting uncomfortable. But my encouragement is also not to do it alone. Like if you're going through pain right now, share it with somebody. Pain shared is pain divided. Pain shared is pain divided. Share that pain with somebody else. And chances are they're experiencing some pain in their life too. And you guys might have a beautiful moment of connection. And their perspective could be the view and the paradigm shift that you so desperately need. So a little update on Noah Jack's hand. He's doing just fine. In fact, later on that evening, oh man, he's just like his father. He was milking that thing for all that it's worth. We had his hand all wrapped up with gauze. We had him propped up in the bed. And we were watching the family movie nonetheless on the computer. And we had popcorn. And my wife said, hey, I need you to go and get some medicine. And by medicine, I thought she meant ice cream, right? Because, like, let's be honest, ice cream cures all, especially for a 5.5-year-old. So along with the burn cream and the, you know, the kids Advil and whatnot, I picked up some ice cream. So there's my son sitting in bed, my daughter on his right, my wife on his left, and he can't use his hand. So he's going, popcorn, please. And then my daughter's feeding him popcorn. And then next thing you know, ice cream, please. And then my wife's feeding him ice cream. And he's laying there like Julius Caesar in the throne, getting fed by these two beautiful women. And I just smiled and said, good on you, son. See, out of this pain came a lot of pleasure and a lot of perspective. So lean into the pain and understand that life is not doing it to you. It's doing it for you. But the real question is, what is it trying to teach you? All right, y'all. I hope your week is as hot as that burning hot grill, but I hope that your pain is divided fast and that you crush it this week. I'm out.